Let's get NCLEX ready. Hi, I'm Nurse JoJo, registered nurse and founder of Cutie Nurses. Join me as I break down the most difficult questions and share the tools that empowered over 1,500 students to crush the NCLEX exam. Each week, I'll share tips, reviews, along with a ton of resources to help you become a registered nurse and thrive. So step into the world of nursing with confidence at cutienurses.com/start. Test your skills. Can you select 25 correct next-gen NCLEX answers? Welcome to our next-gen NCLEX challenge. In this video, we'll push your critical thinking skills to the test as you tackle 25 questions. Ready to challenge yourself? Let's see how many correct answers you can select, and don't forget to keep track of your score along the way. Question 1. The three C's of esophageal atresias are coughing, choking, and A, cyanosis, or B, crying. The correct answer is A, cyanosis. Question 2. A child experiencing nephrotic syndrome would typically have A, decrease in urinary output, B, increase in urinary output. The correct answer is A, decrease in urinary output. Question 3. A caregiver providing cast care should prevent complications by A, applying lotion or powder for skin care, B, avoiding lotion or powder to avoid skin irritation. The correct answer is B, avoiding lotion or powder to avoid skin irritation. Question 4. An absent pulse on the extremity of the cast placement can indicate A, compartment syndrome, B, carpal tunnel syndrome. The correct answer is A, compartment syndrome. Question 5. The age of onset for acute lymphocytic leukemia is A, older than 15 years, B, younger than 15 years. The correct answer is B, younger than 15 years. Question 6. Syngeneic donor stem cells are stem cells from A, an unrelated donor with similar tissue type, B, an identical twin. The correct answer is B, an identical twin. Question 7. Which characteristic is noted in Hodgkin's disease? A, weight loss, B, weight gain. The correct answer is A, weight loss. Question 8. In hyperparathyroidism, calcium is pulled from the bones because the PTH levels are A, low, B, high. The correct answer is B, high. Question 9. Which of the following is the primary cause of diabetic ketoacidosis? A, too much insulin, B, lack of insulin. The correct answer is B, lack of insulin. Question 10. Those with SIADH experience A, lack of antidiuretic hormone secretion, B, excess secretion of antidiuretic hormone. The correct answer is B, excess secretion of antidiuretic hormone. Question 11. Which of the following pelvis is the most favorable for successful labor and birth? A, gynecoid pelvis, B, android pelvis. The correct answer is A, gynecoid pelvis. Question 12. Which test is performed to detect the presence of amniotic fluid in vaginal secretion? A, nitrosine test, B, non-stress test. The correct answer is A, nitrosine test. You're halfway there. Make your study session more powerful by getting a sneak peek of how my digital flashcards can boost your NCLEX prep by grabbing 160 free digital flashcards at cutienurses.com/start. And while you're here, don't forget to smash that red subscribe button below so you never miss out on our latest tips. Now let's dive back in. Question 13. Which of the following is the premature placenta separation from the uterine wall prior to the delivery of the fetus? A, abruptio placentae, or B, placenta previa? The correct answer is abruptio placentae. Question 14. A child with hemophilia needs to avoid which of the following sport? A. Basketball. B. Swimming. The correct answer is A. Basketball. Question 15. Which of the following is the most common intra-abdominal and kidney tumor noted in childhood? A. Leukemia. B. Wilms tumor. The correct answer is B. Wilms tumor. Question 16. A child with aortic stenosis may experience which of the following wet activity? A. Chest pain and dizziness. B. Sleepiness. The correct answer is A. Chest pain and dizziness. Question 17. Which urine color is the classic symptom of glomerulonephritis? A. Brown-colored urine. B. Blue-colored urine. The correct answer is A. Brown-colored urine. Question 18. To diagnose meningitis, cerebrospinal fluid is tested, which is obtained by A. Blood test. B. Lumbar puncture. The correct answer is B. Lumbar puncture. Question 19. When a client is experiencing a seizure, the caregiver should A. Restrain the client. B. Not restrain the client. The correct answer is B. Not restrain the client. Question 20. When should treatment begin for clubfoot? A. 6 months after birth. B. As soon as possible after birth. The correct answer is B. As soon as possible after birth. Question 21. Which of the following medications should be given to treat macular degeneration? A. Verdaporfin or B. Indomethacin. The correct answer is A. Verdaporfin. Question 22. Myasthenia gravis is caused by A. A problem with the nerve signal sent to the muscle. B. A problem with the muscle signal sent to other muscles. The correct answer is A. A problem with the nerve signal sent to the muscles. Question 23. A client's thinking morphine should be assessed for potential A. Hypertension. B. Hypotension. The correct answer is B. Hypotension. Question 24. When assisting the client with a cane, the caregiver should stand at the A. affected side when ambulating. B. Unaffected side when ambulating. The correct answer is A. Affected side when ambulating. Question 25. A client taking ketoconazole should do which of the following? A. Restrict fluid intake. B. Take the medication with food. The correct answer is B. Take the medication with food. Awesome job on completing the 25 NCLEX questions. Looking for more tips and tricks to make your journey even more engaging and fun? Check out my next video where we dive into more essential nursing tips. Thanks for stopping by and let's continue to get NCLEX ready together. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Want more tips and tricks for passing the NCLEX? Then be sure to check out cutienurses.com/start. Don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. See you next week.